Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday night, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Green TV.
Till year-end lease deals across the entire Ford lineup. See your local Ford dealer today. Supply of vehicles with Ford Smart Bonuses Limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT 350, Ford GT, F-150 Raptor, F-650 or 750. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com to find specially tagged vehicles and for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/19/2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just before 3 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow night at 6. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. A pretty big media contingent met Tom Thibodeau when he came in off the court following the Minnesota Timberwolves' morning shoot-around. Would he rip his old organization following his firing of a couple of years ago, or would he continue to take the high road? And if your money was on the latter, you were absolutely right.
When I look back, like 90% of it was great. And everything in life, there's, you know, 10% that's not going to be perfect. And, you know, I think you learn from everything. And so when I look back, I think back positively about all that happened here.
And Bulls point guard Rajon Rondo will be a game-time decision for tonight's game with a sprained ankle. And no wondering if Jonathan Toews or Brent Seabrook will play for the Hawks tonight against the Rangers in New York. They both will, but Corey Crawford still remains out. In Devin Hester's ridiculous days, appear over in the NFL, and probably for good, as he's out in Baltimore, the Ravens waving him earlier today. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD. It features the most exciting moments of 2016 season. It's only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, the Hyundai sales event going on now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Regulators, mount up! We'll call you!
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
I like this kind of party!
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
The last regime screwed them in terms of free agency in the draft. They got to rebuild this thing from the bottom up.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 3:02 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, you do indeed have Boers and Bernstein. You picked a good time.
Matt Miller is on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout, and he joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Doing great, guys. Good to talk to you again.
So, if we start looking at that big board and we start thinking about it, I see there's a name that is climbing into the realm of the Chicago Bears. And that is North Carolina quarterback Mitch Trubisky. How and why is this happening?
Well, he's been climbing all year. And the reason that he wasn't super high early is because this is his first full year as a starter. He shared time with Marquise Williams last year. So, and he's going to be one of those guys, kind of like Carson Wentz, who starts about a year and a half when you put it all together, if he decides to come out this year. But you're right, he is climbing. I think when you look at his tape, I compared him to Derek Carr, and that was earlier this year before Carr kind of elevated his game a little bit. But he reminded me of Derek at Fresno State because he's a strong-armed kid who to move around in the pocket a little bit. He's completing over 70% of his passes, and he's doing it in a system that's not an air raid. You know, he's not throwing horizontally. He's not throwing three-yard checkdowns. He will push the ball down the field, and that's probably my favorite thing about him is that he will see a checkdown, and then he'll see a receiver over the top and say, you know what the hell? Let's go down the field a little bit. So he challenges defenses with his arm strength and with his mobility, and in a class where no one has really dominated and established themselves, he has really impressed me.
Can you get him by the Browns, do you think? I mean, I have no idea what the Browns are. The Browns have no idea what they're doing, Matt, as you know. But
right.
Can you get him past him? I mean, is he a guy they'd take?
He is because, you know, he's from that backyard. He's from Mentor, Ohio. So
yep.
I think there's going to be a little bit of a hometown kid. But listen, the Browns, I actually believe this. I believe that the Browns big board, if you just go to Pro Football Focus and look at who the top college players are, if you do that last year, you're going to be shocked at who the Browns drafted because I think they're so hyper-analytical that they're going to – if they draft Myles Garrett at number one, that's a hell of a pick. That's who they should draft. He's not a quarterback, but he is the best player in college football. He's the best player in the draft, he should be the pick at number one. Now, they might overthink this. They might fall in love with a quarterback because it is such a gigantic need for them. But I look at Cleveland – as a 3 to 4 year job of getting this team to competency. Over drafting a quarterback isn't going to do that. You could draft Myles Garrett at one. You could draft, Mike Williams at 9, and next year draft Josh Rosen at number one overall. And then you have a lot more pieces to the puzzle as opposed to taking Mitch Trubisky at 1 and then at 9, you're drafting a corner or a receiver again, but I don't see how that helps this team right away.
Right, the Bears need corners, and I keep hearing about both of the Florida kids. What is it? Yeah. Jalen Tabor and Quincy Wilson are those two, and I've seen one. Some have them right next to each other. Some have them one higher than the other, but those are consensus. Certainly two of the top three right now because it is a Bears position of need.
It is, and like you said, I don't know why. I don't read a lot of other draft media. Just out of, I don't want their thoughts crowding my own. I don't know why other people aren't high on Quincy Wilson right now. Like you said, he's from Florida, 6'1", 215, has length, has instincts. He has that fight in him. He can play at the line of scrimmage. He has ball skills. Like, in my opinion, he is, I think I have him at number 11 overall right now. Like, he should be the top corner in this class. Now, Jalen Tabor is another good player coming out of Florida. He should be up there. Ohio State has two kids, Conley and Lattimore, who should both be first-round guys that we're talking about. But as far as where the Bears are probably going to be drafting and the corner position, it probably could go other directions. You know, you could probably get, another pass rusher or a quarterback or, a receiver like Mike Williams, depending on what happens with Alshon. Just looking at where the Bears will be, and I think right now they're at the number four spot.
Mm-hmm.
Probably don't want to draft any of these corners quite that early.
And I keep thinking too, Matt, that I really, as much as they need help everywhere, there's not many places I can look and say they don't need some help. I would really like a real safety somewhere in the Bears second. Somewhere. I don't care who he is, what he does. Just somebody who I think is really good. And I realize and there's needs all over the place. But, boy, a really good safety would certainly help me a little bit.
Oh, yeah, and this is a good draft for that. And Jamal Adams from LSU is all the words I used to say to describe Jamal Adams I can't say on your radio show. He's that good. He's fun. I mean, he's aggressive, and he comes downhill and hits, but he has range to play over the top. And I'm with you. I think I've said this all season. I wish the Bears had somebody on defense who would just be that motivator, just be kind of that pit bull. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that right now. Maybe Leonard Floyd becomes that. Eddie Goldman's a really good player too, but I would love somebody who's like a fast, aggressive player on defense. I think Jamal Adams does that from the safety spot. I know a lot of people there are going to ask about Jabril Peppers. I think he's a little overrated, honestly, just because of scouting is so much about traits and not about hype. And if you scrub away the hype, like forget everything you've heard about Jabril Peppers and watch him play, he's exciting because he does a lot of things, but I don't know that he does any one thing really well. Like, he's a safety who has one career interception that came on a tipped ball. He has a lot of tackles for a loss because he blitzes a lot. I mean, he's not a guy who just does a lot of things on his own. So I'm not the biggest fan of his, but, I mean, of course, there's 4 months to go, so that opinion could change. But just where I sit right now, I'm not in love with Jabril Peppers like everyone else is.
Why do all the offensive linemen suck?
Yeah, I think you can blame the spread offense a little bit. And I think what we're seeing is,
in the NFL right now, and I've written about this, I think it takes about 3 years to develop an offensive tackle anymore. You know, it's taken Taylor Lewan a little while to get up to speed, and now he's tremendous. It took Eric Fisher a long time to get up to speed. He's playing well. Like, it's rare to have guys just come in and play at a high level right away. I mean, you guys had Kyle, who came in and was a Pro Bowler as a rookie. That's pretty rare in this day and age. So I think that is kind of, you know, going down to the college game, we're seeing guys who they're there for 3 or 4 years. It's hard to develop because you're pretty much just looking for an athlete who you can put 40 or 50 pounds of weight on and teach them how to be a blocker. So Ryan Ramczyk at Wisconsin looks pretty good. He's probably going to end up with a first-round grade from me if he declares. But a lot of the other guys, like what Alabama does with Cam Robinson, and he's a big-name player. I get asked about him every day, but and he's so heavy, and he's great in the run game, but when he has to pass protect, it's just not there. And for the NFL, you got to be able to recover. You got to be able to slide off that spot and get to the corner. And a lot of guys like Cam Robinson and Roderick Johnson at FSU, like these guys who we've seen in college for a few years, just aren't real good at that. So it becomes an issue of, okay, if you're going to draft someone and it's going to take a little while to develop them, you probably want to draft an athlete over a guy who, you know, maybe played at Alabama. Maybe you look at Forrest Lamp from Western Kentucky instead because there's more upside there. And he did play better this year, even though he's coming from a smaller program.
I guess that when you're trying to evaluate, if you're drafting somebody who you think is going to develop into, you know, maybe an interior lineman, a guy who maybe is a swing player for you, it's different. Then it becomes a completely different calculation when you're drafting a developmental pick on an upside play. So then for me, you're much more looking at measurables than you are, okay, this guy did this, this, and this in a pro system, or you watch a guy in the downhill run game at Wisconsin, or what somebody's doing at one of the more pro-style sets in college, say, okay, we know he can do this one thing. It's much more, all right, he hasn't necessarily been asked to do this yet, but good Lord, he's 6'7", and he's 320, and he could be 340, and look at those feet.
Yeah, Tron Armstead is a great example of that. A guy, like, I remember watching his tape, and he was a small school kid, but it was just like, really? Like, this is what you're doing with him? Like, he's such a stud. Like, let him get out in space a little bit, you know, sling away with him because Arkansas Pine Bluff, like, he's all you got. But he was one of those guys where it's like, you watch it and you see it, and it's like, he's such an athlete. Like, this is it. So it just becomes a matter of if you can, you know, teach timing of the punch. And so much of football, I believe, is that how tough are you? How much do you want it? And not tough like, you know, a caveman, but like, are you willing to fight to get better? And are you willing to show up to work every day? Are you driven? Whether you're a quarterback or a punter, like, I really believe a lot of it is that mental, you know, what do you do when you're pressed a little bit? And, you know, so if you're an offensive tackle in college right now or a young guy in the NFL, it's about how dedicated are you going to be to get better? Because it's pretty rare for a kid to come in and just dominate early. There's a kid at Texas, Connor Williams, who and he looks like Joe Thomas. Like, he just won the genetic lottery. You know, like, he is mm-hmm. a left tackle. For a lot of the other guys, they really have to be developed.
It seems like you when you start looking at offensive tackles, it takes them a couple of years to get rid of the case of windburn they get. Because I just watched these, and I asked Big Cat Williams this question last week about, can you block anybody? Can anybody actually block any of those guys anymore, Matt? And it is difficult. I mean, some of these guys are just unbelievable coming at you. And you could be pretty damn good athlete and pretty good this and pretty good that. But when Khalil Mack and these guys come after you, or some of the other guys, Von Miller, come around that edge, that's difficult. I don't care how good you are or how good people think you are. And you talk about really wanting, you're going to have to, because that's what it takes these days.
Yeah, and it's hard because we see Khalil Mack make one great play and burns, you know, Mitch Schwartz of the Chiefs. And we're like, oh, Mitch Schwartz sucks. Khalil Mack's great. But he stops him like 60 times that game.
Right.
But it's funny because you get burnt one time on national TV and you suck, even though, well, like, I was at that game and Schwartz did a great job against Khalil Mack. Like, he had a hell of a game. But that's just the world we live in. If you're a corner and you give up a touchdown, you're awful. If you're a quarterback and you throw a pick, you suck. And it's hard because we kind of live under this microscope of good luck stopping Myles Garrett, who's 6'4", 275, and runs a 4.5. Like, how do you do that? Like, you don't do it well, and you don't do it consistently unless you're one of the greatest at your position.
The comment that you made about want to, about the toughness in your dedication to getting better, is your understanding of that different now with experience, with the number of drafts that you've done and the number of coaches with whom you've spoken? Is that a newer understanding of the significance of that, or is it also just looking at an NFL, the truth of an NFL, when you've got a lot of undrafted free agents that just bust their ass to make rosters, and by the midseason, when so many guys are hurt, those who are playing through injuries, and forget pedigree and forget what they did in college, like you say, wherever they came from, whether it's Saginaw Valley State or anywhere else, or North Texas, there are guys out there who are just, they claim jobs and they're just not going to relinquish them because they're going to outwork you.
Yeah, I think it's both. You know, I think it's now I have some like really good friends who work in front offices. And so we're able to talk about, you know, I can bring up a player and be like, why did this guy not pan out? Like, I really liked him. And then you hear he wanted to be an NFL player. He didn't want to play football. Like, you know, he wanted mm-hmm. the money or the girls or the, you know, the reputation. And so you do start to learn that, like, gosh, this, it's just like my job. It takes a lot of work. And, you know, once you make it, it's really when you have to start working harder, because now you have all these people who want your job and you have all this competition. And, you know, the same thing with you guys. You know, there's, you know, how many sports radio shows in Chicago want to be you guys? So it's
none of
it's
them.
Tough because, well, maybe not you guys, but yeah.
I think none of them is the correct answer.
There's always people gunning for you. So I think as I develop more relationships, you see that. And then, you know, as you see guys like Dak Prescott, and that's a fresh one because I know he struggled this week, but, you know, I just scouted him at Mississippi State. And so I can very easily recall what was there and what wasn't. And mm-hmm. now, what are we seeing now? And for him, like, I'm staring at my notes right now. And the thing that I had about him was, like, he is so smart, like football smart. And then he got that DUI, and it was like, well, maybe he's not as smart as I think he is, and maybe all my sources are wrong, and, you know, maybe they're just hyping this kid up. But we're seeing it on the field every week that he is, you know, ahead of the curve as far as, you know, maturity on the field and how smart he is and some of the decisions he makes. So I think so much of this is mental, and that's the hard part of scouting, because we don't get to sit down with 500 kids. So you kind of make some educated guesses when you can, and use the best information that you can get. You try to use it.
I forgot about the DUI in there. I was, because we know the Bears had three fourth round picks before Prescott got picked, and you go, well, now all of a sudden they want a quarterback. I mean, so that was it. Was there anything else you saw in your notes? You look back at your notes about him that struck you, or was it strictly something that happened off the field?
Well, the DUI happened right after his pro day, and so there wasn't really time for people to go back and be like, okay, well, you know, what was the deal there? And, you know, he didn't even get charged with that DUI. So it really came at an awful time, because it's all over the news, you know. And he had just met with the team that night, and he's getting a DUI. And I think that really hurt him. And I know some teams, and I think Albert Breer of Monday Morning Quarterback wrote this, that a team compared him to Tim Tebow because they played in a similar offense his first 2 years. So I think a lot of people never got past that first impression of him as a run-first quarterback. Then the DUI happens. And so my negatives on him were his footwork needs cleaned up a little bit. He stares down pressure sometimes, and he doesn't have the biggest arm in the world. So, you know, it's just like, okay, well, those, you can overcome those things, and that's what he's doing behind a really great offensive line.
We had spent a lot of time talking about the Heisman race, and now we know how it resolved, and it ended up being my ballot, same thing, 1, 2, 3. I kind of thought that when I submitted it, but did you think that justice was done in that regard overall?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like this Heisman class, and I know we had talked a lot about that. I thought it was weak overall, but those were the guys I would have voted for as well. I think Lamar Jackson, even though he faded a little down the stretch, I thought he deserved it. I've seen people who are saying they voted for Dinell Pumphrey, and it's like, okay, it's not a career award. Like, and I thought Dante Foreman deserved some credit. You know, we could talk all day about Dalvin Cook and Foreman and other guys who deserve to be there, but
I agree with that.
I really felt like Lamar Jackson was the best player in college football this season.
Yeah, it's just when you see those last couple games, you go, oh, and he did it again. He fumbled inside of 10 against Kentucky, and all this other stuff. But when you look at the sheer numbers of that, the sheer volume of what he did, forget it. I mean, you know, I couldn't find anything else to do. I mean, it's not like I didn't try. I want to make sure that I'm being fair to everybody I possibly can. And I love Baker Mayfield down the last 10 games of the season or whatever it was. I thought he was great. But, I mean, it's just really hard to take. What was it, 51 touchdowns he accounted for?
Yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, pretty good.
when you look at the guys who've had that many touchdowns, you know, whether it's RG3 or, you know, Johnny Manziel, you know, whoever it is at the quarterback position, they usually take home a trophy. So, like you said, 51 touchdowns to 9 interceptions, that's pretty freaking good. So, I don't know anyone who could be too upset with him winning the award.
We saw some more good passes from Matt Barkley of the Bears, where he was again beset by drops from his incompetent, overpromoted wide receivers who are put in positions that they shouldn't be in. And some ball placement was there. And even though it's clear he may not have starter's arm strength, it's also clear that there are some raised eyebrows for what could be a resurrected career. How surprised are you or not?
I am, because it's in Chicago, and, you know, we've always heard that you have to have arm strength to play in Chicago, and because he's doing it behind a patchwork offensive line with, like you said, your top receivers are out. You know, there's been a little bit of a run game resurgence, but I'm impressed by how well he's playing, and, you know, it's too early for me to be like, oh, wait, I liked this guy coming out, and, you know, maybe it wasn't as bad of a evaluation as I thought, but we'll see. I hope it happens for him, because he is one of the most engaging, like, intelligent people I've ever talked to. I remember, I think that was the 2013 draft, and he would tell you about, okay, well, why'd you throw this pick against Stanford? And he would tell you everything that happened. He's like, oh, well, you know, I should have put a little more on it, but against cover two, you really want the receiver to run the route this way, but I should have seen that, and I should have, you know, fixed it. And it's like, you don't get that a lot, you know, especially from college kids. So I was really impressed by him. I liked him in that draft. It was a bad year for quarterbacks with Geno Smith and E.J. Manuel and guys like that. So I thought Barkley had the intelligence to become an Alex Smith-type quarterback. But we'll see if he gets there. It's not too early. I mean, he's in his fourth year. He's still young. There's still a lot that could happen with him. So I'm hopeful, because I always really enjoyed talking to him and learning from him. So I'm rooting for him.
Matt, thank you.
Yeah, Matt, thanks as always, my friend. Great.
You bet, guys. Talk to you next week.
Got it.
That's Matt Miller of Bleacher Report at NFL Draft Scout. We will do the second half at the bottom of the hour. I've got some local news. If you are a high school baseball player or an Illinois high school baseball parent, you will be interested in this. And I have an extraordinary competitive eating achievement as chronicled by Fox Sports.
I love that.
This one, I didn't watch the video and I didn't believe it.
I know what it is.
You will see it, and oh boy, is it a something.
Tasty.
I hope, apparently, because if not, there's no reason to keep going. Oh, the Boars and Bernstein Show, that's coming up on The Score.
What better way to celebrate the holiday season than with the 12 days of Cubsmas?
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Starting tomorrow, we're replaying the best 12 Cubs games of the season.
No hitter for Arrieta. John Lester with a beautiful bunt.
The 12 days of Cubsmas, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
I'm Amy Lawrence with this CBS Sports Minute. I've never been offended by a rookie baseball player dressing up as a woman or donning a female superhero costume. Other than seeing the pictures or videos on social media, I don't give it much thought. But baseball clearly has. A new policy outlaws any female costumes under its anti-hazing and anti-bullying umbrella. Fans claim we're becoming too PC as a society or too soft and oversensitive. But why shouldn't baseball and other sports be as inclusive as possible? We can't assume all athletes fit the same macho locker room stereotype, and we can't ignore those minorities or outlier groups who may be offended. Most U.S. corporations have adopted anti-bullying policies. No discrimination is allowed based on race, religion, gender, gender identity, sexual orientation. Baseball is a multi-billion dollar business, bottom line. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, Numail's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, Numail Medical Center, today.
All right, so I've had my X1 system for a couple years now at home, and I never thought they could make it better. Then they did. They added the X1 DVR where you can watch one show, record up to five others at the same time. I thought, wow, it can't get any better than this. And then it got better. They added the X1 voice remote. So easy to find anything you're looking for, whether it's a movie, movies with a particular actor, or certain genre movies, or even a sporting event. You can find it instantly right there using the X1 voice remote. Well, Xfinity has done it once again. They made the X1 system even better. Now you can access your Netflix account through the X1 system. So if you already have a subscription through Netflix and you have Xfinity X1, when you call up a particular movie or look for a certain TV show, if it's available on Netflix, it'll pop up right there on your screen under the category of ways to watch. That's how they have made X1 even better. So if you don't have the Netflix subscription right now, you should add it to your X1 system. That way you can watch some great shows. I've heard a lot of people talk about Stranger Things, how great it is. I have not started that one yet, but The House of Cards is on Netflix. Bloodline is on Netflix. Both great shows. If you have Xfinity, add Netflix to it, and then you can get those great shows there as well. And here's what you can do. New customers right now until January 31st can get the X1 Starter Double Play from Xfinity for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. You'll also get stream picks included, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it, it's basically free for doing it, but I'm telling you, you're going to love the X1 system. You add that Netflix, it's the best in home entertainment. So go to Xfinity.com or call them at 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. While you're there, let them walk you through the entire X1 system. You'll be an expert when you leave the store. This offer ends 1/31/17, but don't wait. Do it soon. $89.99 a month for 2 full years. That's for the X1 Starter Double Play. Just call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
Jackpot has rolled again, and it has just reached $1 million. That's right, $1 million. If you're a fan of Lucky Day Lotto, you know this is awesome. And if you're new to Lucky Day Lotto and looking for some excitement, today is the day you should play. Drawings are held twice a day, every day, at 12:40 p.m. and 9:22 p.m. So stop by your local retailer today and play Lucky Day Lotto from the Illinois Lottery. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Bob Olson and the pros at Viking Ski Shop have seen a lot in their 50 years in business. Fitting skiers and snowboarders all that time, they've learned how to set you up with the right equipment, dress you in the right clothing, and service what they sell. And they're known for their boot fitting expertise. At Viking, you just can't buy a ski boot that doesn't fit. Visit Viking now for sale prices on all 2015-16 skis, snowboards, boots, and clothing. Or pick up some Viking Ski Shop gift cards. They make great presents for friends and family. Viking Ski Shop in Logan Square on Fullerton in Chicago and in Barrington at Route 14.
Don't miss our last minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans. I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Truck drivers, with the economy heating up heading for the holidays, Schneider is hiring truck drivers now and will be holding driver recruiting events near you. Meet a Schneider recruiter December 11th or 12th at Schneider's Costner Avenue facility in Chicago or December 13th or 14th at the Radisson Hotel in Rockford. That's December 11th or 12th in Chicago or 13th or 14th in Rockford. Get full event, driving job, and sign-on bonus details with a zip code search at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And we look forward to doing the second half in just a few moments. Your eating thing is always fun, and I've got a little talk a little bit about those. Oh, those Rams. Oh, those silly Rams. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm surprised how much is being written about.
Well, it's L.A. now. You know, it's not like it's just. I want to, you know, you read some of this stuff, you just want to go out and hit your, get to a wall and hit your head against it. You don't even know what you're talking
about. It's really not that hard to find a wall.
Yeah.
You don't have to go out looking for one.
Well, I'm telling you, it is like, I mean, I know it's been clown college because you couldn't survive as long as you have unless it was. Unless he, you know, that Fisher did. Unless it's some kind of a clown thing going on there. Mm-hmm. But it's just ridiculous. And there's so
when you got to hook up with your agent, and there's always just enough ambiguity for you to be a survivor.
And yeah,
he's been that. You got to give him that, though.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
It's sort of like the
remember
the controversial Ozzie Guillen comments about Fidel Castro,
mm-hmm.
where he didn't really mean to compliment him, but he just sort of backhandedly said, "You know, the guy's still there. He's just always." There, and that's all that Ozzie really meant by it was that he was kind of laughing. He's like, yeah, you know, hate the guy, and he's sure, you know, in prison and maybe murdered a lot of people and done a lot of horrible things, but, you know, it's hard to get rid of him.
Hard to get rid of him.
And I guess it's probably the first time that Jeff Fisher has drawn a Fidel Castro comp, but I was just mindful of how Ozzie tried to sort of say, hey, you know, say what you want about the guy, but he's always there.
Well, I just think, you know, especially when you have this football team sitting here and that I think everybody in this entire season and even well before that is questioning what the hell is going on here. And believe me, when this, if there's anybody as equally confusing as the Bears, it's the Rams. Equally confused. They don't know what the hell's going on sometimes. I swear to God.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
It is 3:30, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow night at 6. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Tom Thibodeau was genuinely happy to be back at the United Center this morning for his team's shoot-around, and his team, the Minnesota Timberwolves, will take on the Bulls tonight. It will be a reunion for Thibs and some of his old players like Jimmy Butler and Taj Gibson.
He helped me a lot on and off the court, being a man, being a player, being a professional. He was just a tough-minded guy. He went to perfection from his players, and it showed the way we played those over the years, but like I said, the NBA things change, and I'm happy he's in a good situation now.
Yeah, he's in charge of the Timberwolves both as a coach and management, but so far, those T-Wolves are just 6-18 this season. The Bulls are 13-10, and Rajon Rondo will be a game-time decision tonight after tweaking his ankle in practice yesterday. In hockey, the Blackhawks with Jonathan Toews and Brent Seabrook back in the lineup tonight will take on the Rangers in New York. And in pro football news, Baltimore has waived Devin Hester. You can experience the thrill of the big game in person with two tickets and travel accommodations in our $65,000 big game package giveaway. For details, visit any Four Winds Casino location or fourwindscasino.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Auto House on Edens.
Jingle all the way in a new Mercedes-Benz at Auto House on Edens during the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Experience outstanding year-end offers and an incredible selection of new and pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, Auto House on Edens in Northbrook, or at AutoHouseOnEdens.com.
Second half, we've got to keep that ramping.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
And as always, we begin by telling you what we've been yammering about for 2.5 hours.
Ramping indeed. We will keep it. Matt Miller talked some football with us,
good.
And Jim
good
Suhan stuff. Talked basketball with us. He gave us the latest Minneapolis take on Tom Thibodeau and the reeling Timberwolves. Just how awful they've been. But apparently Tom himself, even despite all of his usual misery, not so awful with everybody, handling it okay as far as publicly goes. We know privately he's making a lot of phone calls trying to bring some veteran players in who speak his language.
All right, here are the first seven candidates to pop out for the Rams job, okay? Kyle Shanahan, he's the Falcons offensive coordinator. I wouldn't do that.
Including Harbaugh with everything you said yesterday? Okay.
Josh McDaniels.
Yep.
I wouldn't hire him. Norv Turner.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't. Norv Turner, no.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't think so. Harbaugh, yes, I would hire him. David Shaw of Stanford. There seems to be some indication that the big man is willing to go if he gets the right offer. And he's certainly succeeded in Harbaugh's footsteps at Stanford, done okay with himself. And this is the one I know you'll love. And we just discussed this yesterday.
Yeah.
And Jim Bob Cooter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jim Tom Sula.
Jim, no.
Damn it.
And here at Kids is where we're running out of candidates. Tom Coughlin.
No.
Yes,
no.
Yes he is.
No.
Yes, he is, doctor.
No, he's
not. He's the doctor
not.
In the house.
No. Oh, doctor.
Oh, boy.
No. When this proposal was made, we talked about it, and I was proud to see my friend and my orthopedist, speaking of doctors, Dr. Preston Wolin, was helping the Illinois High School Association come up with a reasonable plan to protect pitchers on baseball fields.
Oh, I only wish.
And it has now been adopted as policy. We initially thought it was going to be a pitch count of 115, but they actually agreed to drop it to 105. That is the hard count, 105, is the most you can throw in a day. And they also have put in mandatory rest schedules based on how many pitches you throw. And it's a soft cap, meaning that if the pitcher will be afforded the opportunity to finish a given at bat, unlike at the youth little league level where they pull kids out in the middle of an at bat. That, for just some examples here, if you throw up to 30 pitches, then he may pitch on two consecutive days without rest. On the third consecutive day, the pitcher's eligible to pitch a cap of 45 pitches. And then there's all sorts of different rules, but depending on how many days you have rested and how many days you throw based on the next schedule of mandatory rest. So this is being taken out of the coach's hands, and you're not going to have these crazy stories anymore about guys who throw 175 pitches in both ends of a doubleheader, et cetera. At least in this state, there's going to, and both teams will be involved in tracking pitches. There are even ways to settle disputes as to if there is some sort of discrepancy in the number of pitches. And then there are different postseason guidelines that are going to be enforced as well. But it's, and we don't know. The fact is,
we don't
know if it's going to work. But I think it's nice that the IHSA is going to give it a shot with something that can't hurt, could help.
While you're getting different takes on coaches, and there were several different takes on Jeff Fisher and who was up for the job and all the other stuff, because they suggested what you suggest, too, about Harbaugh, the money and all this. How about Lane Kiffin? Now, a real variety of people writing about him today in light of his decision to leave Alabama and go become head coach at Florida Atlantic. Boy, that's a job you wanted, I know. And I thought the best one is Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports talking about this is what desperation looks like. This is what it feels like. This is what it is. And that Kiffin's reputation has been so bad. In fairness, that apparently, if you work for Nick Saban, at some point he's going to scream your head off. He's going to take you out behind the woodshed and beat the living bejesus out of you just because he can and likes to scream at you. But with the chances that Kiffin has, he's still only 41. Still only 41 years old.
Do you think he's got time to resurrect himself?
He does, but you know what? When you read about him, you're not really... I guess my bottom line is that, yeah, I get it. I wouldn't do it, but I get what he did here. I'm just not sure if he's got in his head to do it. He should be smarter about things than he has been in the past, but we'll find out.
The burrito is called the Anaconda.
That's already a bad start.
The burrito is 3 feet long. It weighs 5.5 pounds. It is on the menu at Taqueria Yarelis in Fresno, California.
Hello.
We congratulate Pablo Martinez, the Anaconda Killer. And the video is available at Fox Sports. But he knocked this thing down like it was a nothing. Martinez is the 20th ranked competitive eater in the world. And he says, burritos are my specialty. He said, this is the longest burrito I've done. But there's a video, there's even a sped up version of the video, which is just comical to watch this guy work. But my...
Well, he's a craftsman.
God, this is a pro.
Yeah, this is
This is an absolute pro. This is not just sort of leisurely grazing, but down goes the anaconda.
That's a second hand. We do it every damn day. We always ask you what you think of this or the other things we discussed here today on Boards and Bernstein. 312-644-6767. Got a lot to come yet. Still putting to come on Boards and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I think, you know, our guys responded in the second half.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUV.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
You got to grab it now. You're going to go to chwine.com and you are going to enter the code Dan. The next thing you're going to check out is the lot 604. Now, maybe you've already tried this. I know a lot of people have raved about this wine. This is not beginner stuff. This is serious stuff for serious cab drinkers, either for you or as a gift for people who really know their wine. Even if they've never heard of Cameron Hughes before, they're going to decant this for an hour. They're going to take one sip, and they're going to say, oh, my God. And then if you dare say what you paid for it, I promise you they will not believe you. Because this wine drinks for $115, $120 a bottle from the actual producer of the wine. The very same juice, the same stuff that's going for as high as $120 can still be yours for $35. And if you know your Napa cabs, you know Coombsville, you know what's known as the Meteor Vineyard. Well, this is the 2014 Meteor Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon. He can't tell you the producer, but he can tell you the vineyard. And this is that dark, viscous Napa cab. You get that nose of purple flowers and black fruit and that iron-like graphite aroma, the volcanic soil that brings it to you. This is a serious Cabernet. With the palate coating tannins and counterpointed with mid-palate fruit and an absolute magic carpet ride of a finish. You can drink it now, but this is also going to sit on your rack for another 10 years and continue to get great. It's the Lot 604, and he's running low. You go to chwine.com, you enter DAN, you are going to get free shipping on your first order of three or more bottles and a free sommelier corkscrew. This is a great deal. Wine's already 40 to 80% off. Again, this is a three-digit wine you're getting for $35 while it's left. Free shipping is a massive savings for a massive wine, frankly. And you can get others, but get the 604 while you can. Go to chwine.com, that's chwine.com, shop for the wine, enter DAN. It's a limited-time offer, and this one's running low, so don't wait.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday night, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Cancer, we are your number one enemy. We are MD Anderson. We are fighting you with our exceptional team of doctors and nurses, advanced technology, groundbreaking clinical trials, innovative treatment options, and a collaborative approach to care. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News and World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on one thing and one thing only: making cancer history.
Have you or a loved one been injured in an auto accident? You need representation you can trust. Hi, I'm Alex Memon, founding partner of the Memon Law Firm, sharksatlaw.com. Accidents are terrifying and can happen to anyone. Let the Memon Law Firm take the worry out of your hands and get you the compensation you deserve. Auto accident? Injured? Call in the sharks at Memon Law Firm. Your sharks at law. sharksatlaw.com. Call us at 312-878-2357.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m., or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Bob Olson and the pros at Viking Ski Shop have seen a lot in their 50 years in business. Fitting skiers and snowboarders all that time, they've learned how to set you up with the right equipment, dress you in the right clothing, and service what they sell. And they're known for their boot fitting expertise. At Viking, you just can't buy a ski boot that doesn't fit. Visit Viking now for sale prices on all 2015-16 skis, snowboards, boots, and clothing. Or pick up some Viking Ski Shop gift cards. They make great presents for friends and family. Viking Ski Shop in Logan Square on Fullerton in Chicago and in Barrington at Route 14 and 59.
Radio.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Taken by Dang, the outlet Watson. It's 3-on-1. Watson gives it up. Here's Gibson.
Oh, yes! Careful foul! Gibson soaring over Dwayne Wade.
He helped me a lot on and off the court, being a man, being a player, being a professional. He was just a tough-minded guy. He went to perfection from his players, and it showed the way we played those over the years. But like I said, the NBA things change, and I'm happy he's in a good situation now. I'm just focused on my team, focused on trying to help us win games. That's always going to be family. The whole coaching staff over there, that's always going to be family. We're just on opposite sides now, but at the end of the day, we mean well for each other. It's a game.
He's always been a big fan of Tom Thibodeau. That's Taj Gibson, and you can bet that's sincere. He was a big fan.
I was thinking about it the other day regarding Taj Gibson, where he is on the list of all-time Chicago professional athletes simply taken for granted.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 years now, right?
Yeah.
It's been 8 years of Taj Gibson, and he's the same dude, and he keeps doing the same things.
Yep.
And he has been, regardless of anything else going on around him, for everything we've discussed about the Bulls craziness and the Bulls drama and Derrick Rose and Joakim and the coaches and management and all that, and there in the middle of all of it has been this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to comp him.
Remains the same for him.
Yep. And I mean, it kind of came up in casual conversation the other day about somebody who's a Chicago comp, and maybe this is the wrong time to do it ahead of Mark Schanowski, but we'd have some time afterward, that somebody who was the team's own draft pick and was never a star and always gave you a certain level of production that was associated with winning that you just sort of took for granted. It's just like, okay, there he is, and it seemed like he'd always been there. And it seems like he's always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And he just gave you this steady level of production all the time.
You know exactly what you're going to get.
Right. You know exactly what you're going to get. And it was a wide-ranging discussion. Because you can't be too good. You can't be too bad. You know, and you can't be like just on bad, you know, good player on bad teams. Because he's been a good player on pretty good teams.
Yeah, because many bench players in the NBA are up and down types.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You don't know what you get from him every night.
It's not him.
No. And he really is in the Chicago sports hall of really good players. He's right there. And my cousin, one of the unfunny cousins, said...
business card.
Yeah, just like, the closest comp, he said, is a comp Matsui.
Matsui.
I said, how is that the first name in your head? And he said it was the first name in his head for just a guy who was, it seemed like he had always been there. He sort of forgot how he got there. And then he was just there and they were all really good. And then he just kind of wasn't there anymore. But it was always the same dude who you always got a reliable, unspectacular, solid performance from the time. Yeah, good teammate, coaches adore him, that kind of thing.
He's not the guy, and it's just a unique kind of position because they don't expect him to come in off the bench and light up the scoreboard. He does what he does, and he's pretty consistent at it. I mean, it's not like, well, you know, he's good for 18. No, he's not. Mm-hmm. No, he's not. I mean, he has some nights where he's really good offensively, but not all the time. But he never stops contributing in some other way,
right?
Whether it's rebounding or defense, he plays pretty good defense. So, I mean, that's a tough comp.
It is a tough comp, but it's just you sometimes see him out there and you realize that, you know, it's a 31-year-old guy now.
31-year-old man.
And he was old when he was drafted. They were saying, well, you know, this guy, you know, he's overdrafted for his age, because it was the same draft in which they got James Johnson, who was drafted higher. Ended up doing, you know, had some success with the Raptors, but you just kind of take him for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several texters who say he's Nicholas Hjalmarsson. I guess I don't know enough about hockey
Johnson
to say.
Gets pretty good credit, doesn't
yeah, he
he
gets a lot of credit, and
I mean,
and for a lot of these are just
think of Taj.
They're just wrong. You know, Paul Konurko, 7-0-8. Come on,
oh, what about Danks?
That's not terrible. You know, Danks isn't terrible.
No, he wasn't terrible. But
Atlanta Brave John Danks. We didn't mention that.
That's right. Congratulations, John Danks of the Atlanta.
Hey, we're just throwing names around. You know, back here in the sports office.
Right, where sports is life.
Sports. What do you think of the name Taj Gibson? Is that a good comp?
To Taj Gibson?
Oh, are you talking about Taj Gibson?
Yes.
Sorry. That didn't work then, Dan.
Okay. Well, it was a nice try.
It was a noble try, though.
Yeah, it was. And somebody typed, it was at UTA, what about Horace Grant? I think, didn't Horace make an all-star team?
Yep.
I think
you never worry about Taj's contribution. Even if he's not lighting you up a little bit, he gets 20 or 18, whatever it is. The fact is that you know in your heart he's guarding people. He's rebounding. He's trying hard. I mean, you never worry about it. You go, oh, man. You don't come away from the game and say, boy, he didn't help you off the bench. He didn't score crap. I mean, that's the thing about the guys in the NBA when I say up and down, because a lot of them that come off the bench and score, that's all they can do.
Yeah, a couple.
If you're looking for points, some nights they'll give it to you, some nights they won't. But defense and rebounding, a lot of other stuff that he does, well, they're not going to do that. They come in to score.
Yeah, a couple of people typed in Derek Lee. No, it's got to be your guy. He has to be somebody that you drafted and developed. It can't be somebody that came from another team. You know, not somebody.
Because then you can see it already.
Right. Then you get a chance. That's, you know, Alex Brown's not a bad name, actually. That's not bad.
It's not bad.
No. That guy, remember poor Alex, 1 year, it's like, Alex, gain 40 pounds. Okay. Alex, lose 40 pounds. Ah. Okay, and play inside. All right, play outside. All right. Fine. And, yeah, but he wasn't associated with the same level of consistent winning, though. Yeah, that's part of it, too.
No.
The suggestion that Brent Seabrook, I think Seabrook's too good. I think Seabrook's probably you know, that's another guy who's made all-star teams. So that might be, you're just sort of under that level. Just under that level.
Yeah.
You just got to be just good, solid contributor, and there's also just a level of anonymity to him where he has not a big personality too.
It's rebounding, it's defense. He can score on you once in a while. It's not gonna, like I say, he's not gonna come in and light you up every time, but occasionally can.
Yep.
But he's reliable with his defense and his rebounding. Mm-hmm. He's a reliable guy off that bench, and he doesn't have to put up 18-20 points. He doesn't have to. He's still contributing. That's a tough one,
isn't it?
That's a tough one. Yeah. Because you know he's not a he's a good guy, and it's always there. He's a team guy. I mean, oh boy. And he doesn't get down on him. He doesn't like, oh God, I'm not scoring. Screw this. I'm not guarding him either. You know, I'm not guarding him either. I'm not scoring. I got nothing for you. That's not what it is. He will always go after his guy. Always tough.
Mm. And he got a fair contract. It seemed like a lot of money at the time, but it's not.
Fair. Yeah.
He's probably actually underpaid.
Probably so. Yeah. I think a lot of guys like to have that kind of reliability. Of course, you know, in that team, it was very unique that you could get away with the old Tom teams of being just a really stout defender. I'm going to come and bang you around and get the rebound, and if I score, okay. But, I mean, it's in that system, he was terrific. And listened,
mm-hmm.
and never argued. He just did what he was told, and learned, and played very, very well, and continues to do so.
I have to tell you, I'd be kind of pissed if my cousin ends up being right. The first name off the top of his head, he said Matt Sui. If that ends up being the definitive answer here, because
we'll find out.
That was a guy who was a second round pick, and he played 9 years, and he was always the same guy.
He was. Yeah,
and he didn't really lead the team in everything, in anything.
No, correct. And I don't expect Taj to, but I also know that what I'm getting every damn night.
You know, we're getting Mark Schanowski in the first of his many weekly Boers and Bernstein hits, or Score Afternoon Show hits, talking about the Chicago Bulls. That's next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're feeling an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving. To both of you. You don't have to wrap. You know this because every Pajamagram includes free gift package and, of course, Christmas delivery guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them The Score sent you. I love you.
Don't wait. Right car, right price, right now at Grossinger. For a limited time, Grossinger Toyota North has put together special savings on 600 new Toyotas. Lease a new 2017 Toyota Corolla L for only $119 a month. We're adding more vehicles every day, so Grossinger Toyota North selection has never been bigger. Like a new 2016 RAV4 LE for just $195 per month. You're looking for the best offers. Grossinger delivers. And every new Toyota we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation, plus extended service hours. Get your new 2017 Corolla for just $119 per month. Right car, right price, right now, only at Grossinger Toyota North in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingertoyotanorth.com. That's grossingertoyotanorth.com.
36-month lease, stock number T70492, T61972, four-cylinder manual. You must qualify. Corolla 2269 RAV4, 2145 due at signing. Plus tax, title, license, and 16927 dock fee. Zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Offer expires at month's end.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Interesting item. Interesting item. Music. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is generally accepted to be Santa's 9th reindeer, but where'd he come from? As it turns out, the creator came up with Rudolph as an assignment for the department store Montgomery Ward. The retailer would give away coloring books every holiday season and figured it would save some money by making their own. Rudolph also almost didn't make it. At the time, red noses were associated with chronic alcoholism, so the story idea was initially rejected.
This week,
Clash singer and guitarist Joe Strummer died of a suspected heart attack at age 50 this week in 2002. This week in 2003, Michael Jackson was formally charged with 7 counts of child molestation and 2 counts of administering alcohol to a minor. This week in 2005, Sir Elton John and his partner became the first gay celebrities to register their relationship as a civil partnership in the UK. Interesting items in music. The song Dominic the Donkey has an interesting backstory. It's said that Lou Monte, who recorded the song, got financial backing from the Gambino crime family, one of the biggest mafia families in the U.S. Also, it seems like Dominic isn't the first Italian animal Lou Monte sang about. An early hit of his was titled Petito, the Italian Mouse, who comes out at night to eat cheese, drink wine, and befriend the cat who was sent to catch him.
Listen weekdays to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
What's the number one thing that you would tell employees about the Christmas party?